Hello and welcome.
Hello, welcome.
8123 podcast.
That's us.
That is us. Today we have a different kind of episode for us. Something that I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
So Eric Halverson, who many of you guys will know.
He's been a guest star on this podcast a few times.
Yeah, but if for some reason you're just hopping on, he's been a long time friend and member of the 8123 family, and he played bass in A Rock to the Moon and all sorts of other things. But so he's begun an organization called You, Me, We, and they are helping the homeless population in L.A., and doing some incredible things. And, you know, he's really taken this opportunity of being home and, you know, having all this extra time to put some good out in the world. And we talk about all of that. And then at the end, we kind of talk about, the ways that we can help out. So, definitely if, you can give them a hand and help out and have a couple extra bucks to send them to go towards what they're doing, which you'll hear about in this episode. Please do so. And if not, we do talk about other ways to help and things like that.
Yeah, real quick, their Instagram is @youmewe_community. So make sure you're checking that out. And yeah, I mean, they're doing amazing stuff, and it's crazy out there right now. And yeah, they're amazing people, Alvo and Emma. So, man, it's hard.
It was a heavy episode.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we will get into it so you can hear what they're up to and kind of. It's a eye-opening thing, and you know, it's things that I think we all are aware of, but probably doesn't come to top of mind every day. So,
yep.
Cool. Yeah. Well, here is Halvo, and we'll get right into it.
Hi, Halvo.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Excuse me.
Are you feeling better? Are you feeling better today?
Yeah, I sounded like. I mean, I was driving everybody in my house crazy with how much I was sniffling, so I figured it wouldn't be the best to record to put that on to tape here. It's pretty gross.
Oh man,
I'm not sick or anything. I just got allergies.
Is that allergy?
Sure.
Allergy time.
Just want to clear that up. Yeah. good awesome. News. I have a funny thing to talk about today. Aside from everything we're going to talk about, but my sister had a beautiful boy this morning.
Oh man!
Nice,
congratulations,
yeah,
Uncle.
Congrats.
Thank you.
What's his name? If they have,
you're allowed to say him. They haven't actually fully. I think they've decided, but they haven't for sure decided, which is kind of amazing.
Wow!
But I don't want to be the one to release it to the world. You know, this is the soft release. once they build out their whole marketing plan, they'll put together.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
The funny thing about it was that he was born at 8:23.
Wow.
And I told Tim that he's the chosen one.
Oh my god, we need a chosen one right now.
To carry on the torch.
Yeah, the colon between the 8 and the 2 kind of looks like a 1, so I figured he's our guy.
There he is. He's our savior.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Just, hanging.
Yeah. Not much. Literally, not much has changed.
I know.
Hanging out with the family.
We haven't done a house album in a minute, and we're probably all exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But you're doing something great, which you've begun since we did the last episode. So I guess that's kind of how you're doing is you've been doing something super awesome for the world. I guess, do you want to just kind of give a brief like breakdown of what you're doing, and then we can kind of get into it a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think probably last time that we talked, I think we kind of touched on the idea of finding purpose and doing something good with our time, and like just not going crazy, just sitting around. And so Emma, my partner, and I kind of we've always, living in LA, we've always seen the effects of homelessness on people and what that's like. We live in Hollywood basically, and we're kind of surrounded by the issue. Just driving down to the store or going anywhere really. And it's always kind of been this heartbreaking, subtle issue that's always right in your face. And we've always talked about, how can we help? What can we do about this? And then once quarantine started to happen, and we were kind of sitting on our butts, not really doing anything, we decided that we would kind of kick into gear this idea of like, okay, well, like, let's just do what we can right now and make some sandwiches and just drive them down the road and pass them out on the freeway overpass. And so we did that, and we were like, okay, well, that was easy. That was, something that took us all of like a couple hours, and we felt good, and we fed some people. And so we were like, okay, well, how can we kind of expand this? And, long story short, now we've kickstarted this whole thing that we are calling the You, Me, We Community Outreach. And we are bagging up lunches and supplies and basically whatever we think anybody might need into bags, and driving out every Sunday and delivering that to the homeless population in Los Angeles.
That's amazing. That's so...
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's... Have the interactions that you've had with these people, I mean... Is there anything that kind of comes to mind, is like one that pops out,
man,
more than others, or
yeah, there's a handful, honestly. Not to get choked up already or anything, but there's been some really beautiful, like, positive ones that we've had. Where we've met these people, and from within the tricky thing about all of this is still kind of operating within the confines of social distancing and trying to be safe and keep everybody safe. Cause obviously now, we're introduced to a lot more possibilities of exposure and stuff. So we're really constantly trying to keep our distance, keep everybody safe, keep everybody distance from each other, et cetera, all while wearing gloves, wearing masks, all that stuff. So, we have been able to have a handful of conversations with some people out on the streets, and, some of them have been really beautiful and also very informative. Every week is kind of a learning process for us, where we go out and, okay, this week we have sandwiches and this and that and whatever. And then we learn like, oh, people need this, people don't really need this or whatever. So that's been a learning experience for us, just to kind of get on the street and find out what it's like and what people need. And then through that, we kind of start to get into like the nitty gritty of like how a lot of these people end up on the street and, you know, just so many heartbreaking stories, and a lot of examples of like perseverance and, you know, hope and all this stuff of like how people can endure going through these things. And it's really inspiring, but it's also, again, incredibly heartbreaking. So, there's been a few people that have, really shooken us at our core of like, just how big of an issue this is and how fucked up it is. And, it's hard to be kind of doing this and like feeling like we're just kind of scratching the surface of the surface when there's like these huge systematic issues, that are creating this issue for so many people. Mm-hmm. And I think kind of the biggest impact that we've had are like meeting the people who are mentally ill, out on the street, having to take care of themselves because, you know, they were in some nursing home, but their health insurance lapsed because a family member that they were on their policy passed away, and the nursing home that was taking care of them put them on a bus or dropped them off at a bus station to, you know, fend for themselves, basically. I mean, we met this guy, Max, at a gas station a couple weeks ago, who was probably mid to late 20s, young guy, you know, but like an adult. But Emma started talking to him, and it was very clearly evident that like the guy had probably the mental capacity of like an 8-year-old, and he just had this like childlike kind of embodiment, that he was so sweet and so nice and like kind and had like a great outlook and stuff. But you could tell that like he was this dude who really, really needed somebody's help and taking care of him. And the story that we came to find out was that he, from a very young age, had these mental disabilities and was put into a nursing home, that his grandparents lived at. And then as they both passed away, and he became an adult at 18, the nursing home had no other choice because he no longer had health insurance and they couldn't fund to keep him in the home. They just took him to a bus stop and left him there. And now he lives at a gas station. And
wow.
Like, it's just crazy, man. It's like, it's so fucked up to see that the way that, you know, these people have to fend for themselves and learn how to take care of themselves when, you know, just that is near impossible. And,
wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it's been, oh, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that's rough.
Oh, sorry, I'm FaceTiming you.
You're good.
You there?
Hey.
Yep.
Yep.
Can you hear me? It's just, you know, I think it's been a really eye-opening experience, and you know, it's something that we all kind of are aware of, but I think a lot of us not necessarily choose to, or you know, do so on purpose, but it's kind of like we're all a little desensitized of like what's really going on and what's out there and why people are out there. And you know, it's a hard awakening when you're confronted by it just with a 5-minute conversation. And so, you know, it's through those interactions though that we're inspired to like keep doing this and trying to inspire other people to just like, you know, you don't have to get out there. You don't have to start a charity. You don't have to, you know, do food drives or anything like that. But like, if you have the time, if you have, you know, a couple extra bucks that you can put some sandwiches together, or even just like something in your car, water bottles, clothes.
Yeah. That's
anything
something
like that.
I recently started doing is keeping extra water.
Yeah. And it's just like a simple gesture like that. I mean, we're going into summer too. It's, you know, it's like those kinds of things. A, obviously help these people. B, it's so simple for you to do. And it's just allowing, you know, these people to feel seen and like, you know, human, not invisible.
Yeah, and I think it's very easy, and I guess, you know, I don't know how this has happened, but, you know, it feels, I think that the average perception of somebody that is in that position is that, you know, they did something bad to get there, you know, that,
right,
that they were a criminal and then became a drug addict, and then everyone in their family didn't want to deal with them, like, after a certain point, so that's how they got there, you know.
Right.
And you know, that's kind of been the perception, and I think that is probably only aided in the issue, you know, that that people aren't seeing these people in this position because of any other reason that is outside of their control.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's an issue that's created through many different ways, whether it's, you know, well, it's just easier to imagine that all these people just fucked up and like, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to write it off as that. And like, and then as a society, I also think that, you know, there's plenty of ways that we kind of paint that image of these people. And, you know, there's definitely also, there are, obviously there are people out there that are there because of, you know, fucked up things that maybe they've done or whatever, but I mean, the vast majority of people on the street are either there because, I mean, Los Angeles specifically, I'm drawing a blank on the percentage right now, but I believe the majority of people that live on the street right now are there because they can't make enough money to pay rent. And, you know, and then there's 21% of new homeless people are there because of mental illness. And then that rises the longer that people are homeless.
Mm-hmm.
That rises to around 55% of people have a mental illness. So like, whether it's the root cause or, you know, over time, these things kind of develop, or like past traumas come out,
mm-hmm.
and everything becomes exasperated to where it's like, bottom line, what I'm saying is like you're saying, it's like, not most of these people aren't criminals. There are neighbors that can't afford to live, you know, and they have no other, you know, they don't have the systems, the safety nets to kind of catch them when they're in their worst, most vulnerable places. And I think, you know, the way that we kind of restructure as a society of like how we see these people as human beings and not as like, you know, crackheads on down living underneath the overpass. It's like, they're humans and they're like the most vulnerable people in our society. And it's like, I think a good way to kind of restructure that and reframe that as human beings is to start having those conversations, to start, you know, just by giving out a water bottle or, you know, just interacting with those people to see that, like, these are people that just need help and that are just fucking down, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
And that's kind of our biggest one of our biggest intentions with all of this is just to kind of start creating that conversation that it's like, these are all people and they need our help.
It's something like even just to set the example of like, you know, not being afraid to interact with these people and not, you know, to say hello, to treat them like a human and to help when you can. I think it's a, you know, the bigger thing that you're doing, you know, like besides just the helping in the moment for that day, you know, so that they can eat. It's a bigger thing, you know, because that's, you know, that is kind of the issue. Is it does feel like an impossible thing to tackle, because obviously you're not going to be able to feed these people every single day for the rest of their lives, you know,
right? Or put them in a house, or
yes. But it's like, if you can help them and make them feel like they're worth something, and then have begin to shift the conversation, that there is a different issue than what people are probably thinking the issue is. Right.
I think you nailed it. Yeah. Like, people want to just feel love, you know, and like, if you know, they're not getting that from anywhere else, and they're being looked down on all the time, it's probably pretty near impossible to feel like getting out of that hole, you know.
Sure, and those are the kinds of things that eventually do lead to, you know, substance abuse or mental illness kind of coming to the surface. It's like, you are in a position of like immense stress. You have nobody, you have to like fight to live out on the street. And, you know, every day is a fucking battle. And it's like, yeah, it's obvious why mental illness, you know, comes to the surface through these times. It's obvious that people turn to alcohol or drugs, you know, while living on the street, because it's like, It's coping, you know. It's a situation that I don't think any of us can imagine actually being in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, we had an encounter with a gentleman named John. I think it was like 2 weeks ago, who was from Long Beach, and he had just been laid off. So this was like a COVID-related layoff, I believe. And, you know, it's like 90 fucking degrees in Los Angeles, and he's out just like baking underneath a tree. And so we call him over, and we just start talking to him. And you know, we set him up with a bag and get him everything that he needs, underwear, socks, all that stuff. And we just start talking to him, and he tells us how he lost his job, and how he just got out of the hospital. He's like, you know, he's just fucking down. And he tells us that he has a phone, but that he can't get it charged. And so we're like, well, hey, look, you have a phone. Like, let us give you our number. And if you ever need anything, like, don't hesitate to call. We'll come find you. And, like, you know, if it just means like you need to charge your phone, or, you know, we can set you up with some more food or some more clothes, or, you know, if you have a job interview and you need laundry done, like, we'll help you out. And the dude was just like shooken by that, was just like in tears, like so appreciative of such a simple thing, mm-hmm. of us giving him our phone number. And he was just like crying right there on the sidewalk, just because like the dude probably hasn't had anybody do anything like that for him in who knows how long, you know. And it was just like, it was such a simple thing, but like that humanizing element of just like, oh man, like somebody cares, was so simple to like hopefully move this guy into like a place of hope and you know, positivity for at least a little bit. But again, just coming back to like the humanizing element, the simplicity of a gesture,
totally,
the recognition of that person and what that can do for anybody.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
For sure.
For sure. That's awesome.
I mean, it's just, even think about, you know, we have so much love in our lives, but like, even when your friend just reaches out, when you can tell that, like, if they can tell that you're having a bad day, like just how much that means. And that's from, you know, someone that you might talk to every day. For something like
right.
that, like a situation, I mean, it can't even probably put into words how much that means to them.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So what can people do to help you get you guys out that are like, what's the best way? Because, you know, I think that, you know, there's people that can hear about what you're doing and see it online, you know, maybe don't have the time or don't feel comfortable, you know, like actually like getting out there in person. What can they do to help you guys out to help more people?
Yeah. So, I mean, we at the moment have been taking, you know, money donations just through Venmo. It goes into an account that we set up for that. And what we do with that is every single dollar goes towards buying sandwich supplies, buying sleeping bags, tents, tampons, soap, socks, shoes, you know, just anything that anybody needs. We usually, you know, make some sort of order or supply run whenever we need it. So that's an option. We were doing an Amazon wish list, but kind of don't really feel comfortable doing that anymore just because of, obviously, Amazon is not really the greatest business for workers and workers' rights. And also probably a pretty strong contender in making people homeless to begin with. So we're not really doing this Amazon wish list that we had, but, you know, if you have supplies that you would like to potentially ship, I would say, reach out to us and we can get an address to you. Otherwise, if you live in Los Angeles and are willing to donate anything you might have, we're also taking donations. So again, we have an Instagram account that you can find us at @umiwe_community. And if you have anything that you want to potentially donate or drop off, just shoot us a message on that. And then what else? I mean, just also, like we were saying, you know, a main goal of ours is to inspire people to start, you know, just making simple gestures on their own. So like we said, you know, by having some supplies in your car or, you know, maybe starting a little sandwich giving day of your own, of course, within the safe guidelines of social distancing and all that jazz and wearing PPE and stuff. But, you know, just any way that you can help in your own community is obviously huge as well. But yeah, in a roundabout way, if you have anything that you want to give and help out with, you can find us on Instagram at @umiwe_community. And all the info is on there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's an incredible thing that you're doing. And, you know, I think if, you know, like we had talked about in some of the other podcasts, is just like trying to find any bit of good from what's happening right now. And, you know, I guess it's potentially that you guys wouldn't have had the time to begin this, you know, in the midst of everyday life and work. Totally. And everything. So, you know, I think it's awesome that you guys have found something good to come from a bad situation.
Yeah, us too. Thanks. And I think too, it with how simple it all is, it's kind of the showing to me. I mean, we're dealing with all the supplies and stuff that we have and trying to figure out the best way to do all that stuff. But at the end of the day, it was kind of a realization that was like, oh, this is so easy. And like, you know, we could have been doing a lot of this for so long. And it just took, you know, moments of like sitting around on our hands, like, well, how do we do anything beneficial right now? To kind of reflect and be like, let's just start with something that we know we can do, and go from there. And I think if we all can kind of have that realization and look into like, well, what can I do in the immediate vicinity of my own neighborhood? Whether it's your neighbors or homeless or the elderly or whatever it is, you know, I think everybody has the capacity to look inward and then a little more outward towards people around them and think about who needs some love, needs some help.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I mean, it's certainly inspiring to hear what you're doing, and for me, it's just making me feel like, you know, if once a week you can do something. Just anything, you know, to help is much, much, much better than nothing. And all these problems, they seem so big. So sometimes it feels like easier just to forget about it. But you know, something as simple as handing somebody a bottle of water, which I'm sure everybody that's listening to this podcast and has a computer and a phone, you know, has access to an extra bottle of water.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
It's amazing, Halvo.
Thanks for taking the time to talk about it.
And Emma, too. Let her know that she's doing really great stuff.
Yeah, I do. She's kind of the ringleader here. She's the visionary.
Hell yeah.
So maybe you guys can have her on.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well,
I love you guys.
I love you very much.
Good talking to you.
We love you.
Hopefully that was coherent.
Doing good shit. Oh, yeah. It was
great. Definitely got choked up for a little bit there.
Yeah. Awesome. It's okay for men to feel just want to let that
very much
okay for guys can cry.
All right,
guys, well, have a good week.
Care
you too.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, all right, I'll see you.
Bye.